Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Stephen Clare is the founder and an instructor at the Beacon Music Factory, which took up residence at the Southern Dutchess Bowl earlier this fall as a new location for their classes, rock band boot camps, and private lessons. Stephen Clare, a former Capital Region resident, will return to Albany for a performance with his trio, The Millionaires, tomorrow night at the Steamer No. 10 Theater in Albany, also on that bill, Brian Thomas. Stephen Clare joins us now to talk about it all. Stephen, welcome back to the Roundtable.
Thank you, Sarah.
You are a busy dude.
Yeah.
So the Beacon Music Factory is a little over 2 years old, is that right?
Pretty much three at this point.
All right. Yeah. So, but now it has its own space. Tell us how that all rolled out, please.
Well, 3 years, coming up on 3 years in our third home now, but definitely we're in this new place to stay for a while. This was a great opportunity that came along. We started out in a church basement, and then we were the subtenant of a elementary school, private little school. We were never front and center in the space in which we occupied, and now we are. I moved into the back of a bowling alley. Bowling alleys are big, and they have lots of space. It's called the Southern Dutchess Bowl. It's a bowling alley between Beacon and Fishkill and our part of Dutchess County. This kind of came out of a fast-growing relationship with the bowling alley, where I started having some of our bands from Beacon Music Factory perform their sort of, you know, recitals and things, rock and roll recitals, as it were.
Right.
And they were a big smash. The owner of the bowling alley really appreciated the fact that I was bringing this whole new demographic and people there. And so it kind of all evolved out from there. And when it came time for me to start looking for yet another place to move my school to, I thought of the space and, you know, imagining that this bowling alleys are gigantic,
right.
You know, and there's got to be more space. And sure enough, there was more space in the back. And so we built out the space to suit us, which I had never had the opportunity to do before. And it's made a huge difference. And we built out these big rehearsal rooms that are soundproofed, and we have a real front of house and waiting area and performance space and office and reception area, and we're doing retail now, and it's fantastic. You know, it suits us. The vibe just keeps getting better, and we have a place right upstairs in the bowling alley, bar, lounge, you know, to also have our bands perform and our students perform. So it's working out really, really great.
And it's exciting. I know you sent me the footage, but how big is the square footage of
this? It's like 4,000 square feet.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
How did you know and who did you work with to get it all best suited for for your school to be in this space?
Thank goodness. The way everything has really fortunately rolled out for me in my pursuits in Beacon, New York, since I landed there just over 7 years ago, is the community there of people with all kinds of skill sets and willingness and eagerness to always be upping the ante in Beacon and make it a greater place. So an architect friend designed the plans, you know, and an interior decorator friend consulted on everything from paint colors to the look, you know, and things like that. Graphic designer friend who's been doing all the graphic design since, you know, Beacon River Fest and everything I've done in Beacon, you know, can I help to brand it? And I've never had like signage in public view. Now I have a big sign, you know, out by the road, which is Route 52, which is a pretty heavily trafficked corridor. So all that stuff makes a big difference.
That's awesome.
And I'm super grateful to all the people, you know, who played a role in making it happen.
What are some of the more popular courses that the Beacon Music Factory offers? I'm sure that they're all awesome. I don't mean to ask you to pick favorites, but like what ones are like a waiting list?
Our offerings are pretty far flung, which is great because it gets all kinds of people through our doors, you know, from having like kids as young as early elementary taking private lessons in things like violin and piano and voice on up to mostly adult students, all ages, mostly adult students. And those adult students are participating in either our choir, which we call the People's Choir, and we have a chamber group, you know, that's like a string chamber group. So we go from like conservatory leanings to like punk rock leanings. So, and then the other thing, you know, the hot ticket I would say and has been for a couple of years now are these adult rock band boot camps. You know, we've been doing rock camps for kids for a long time, even before there was a Beacon Music Factory. And then we introduced adult rock camps, and then we refined the adult rock camps in all sorts of ways. The biggest of which are these adult rock camps that are album specific, where you sign up to join a band that's going to learn all of Joe Jackson's first album or all of The Clash's London Calling album from beginning to end. And then after 12 weeks, you're going to perform it out in public in a real, you know, venue in town. Those are really off the hook and great. And for the participants as well as the community, because the community that comes out and supports it really come out and support it. Those performances, as exhilarating as they are, also often are like our greatest marketing tool, because people see
their buddy
Joe Smith
playing Purple Rain.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, I could learn to
I could do that.
Try
yeah,
to do
that.
Really
fun. Yeah. Awesome. So it's really, really fun.
So you mentioned the sort of age demographics. Are people coming from all over the Southern Dutchess County or?
Yeah. And across the river. Yeah. And yeah, from Westchester, you know, from as far south as Garrison Peekskill, even.
Wow.
And from as far north as Poughkeepsie-ish. And from Kent and Hopewell across the river, like Newburgh and New Windsor, people will travel a half an hour.
And how do you find your instructors? And have they changed much over the last 3 years? Have people come and gone?
They haven't changed so much as there are now maybe a couple few more.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's at last count more than a dozen people there
and
coming
they,
and going, teaching something.
And how do you like know most of them or
pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
In your community there. That's how it rolls, like you said.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you also have, on top of handling all of this, you are going to play a Capital Region gig.
I am.
On Saturday at Steamer 10.
For the first time in a long time.
How did this performance come to be?
From various angles. I lived here long ago. Mm-hmm. I played at Steamer 10 in 97, 98, probably.
Sometime, late 90s.
A while ago.
Late 90s.
Yeah, late 90s. And moved away.
Yeah.
And moved all over and lived in New York for a long time and started a family and made records somewhere in there.
Right.
And
while running a lot of concerts and performances and festivals.
Right. So I kind of have managed to get back into playing again, because I had a family and all that stuff. I wasn't playing as much. I wasn't traveling to play as much. And now I am again, and very consistently with a trio. And that's great to have a very regular band. And that's really developed over the last couple of years. And we released an album last year. And
Love Makes Us Weird.
Yeah. And it was time to come back up here. And I'd been in touch with Michael Eck about what the possibilities might be over time. And we finally decided to try to do this.
And you'll be joined.
I'm excited about it.
It'll be you and your trio, like you said, Stephen Clare and the Millionaires.
Yeah.
Tell us about the other components of your trio. The people.
Right.
Humans.
I live in Beacon, Southern Dutchess County. Todd Judice, who's playing drums, lives nearby in Cold Spring. And he and I met 7 years ago, probably, shortly after I moved to Beacon. And he was then and had been a lifelong guitar player and a quite good guitar player. And so we were doing gigs together in one capacity or another. He 3 or 4 years ago put down the guitar and picked up the drums and hasn't stopped and hasn't looked back. And it's been really exciting.
Yeah, that doesn't happen very much.
He's exceptionally musically adept. It's great to have him on board as drummer. And both these guys sing backing vocals, so it's a trio, but everybody sings, which is nice, which gives it another lift. And then Christopher Pfeiffer, who plays bass in the band, I had played with him here in Albany 108 years ago.
I can see in your eyes every time you think about being back here, you're like, geez, it feels like a long time.
And then he moved to the city long before I did and still lives in the city. So he's commuting from the city for wherever we happen to be playing. That's home to him. So we reconnected a couple of years back and there we are.
There you are. And you'll be at Steamer 10 on Saturday night. Also on the bill, Brian Thomas. Do you know Brian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, from another lifetime ago.
This should be a really fun show.
It should
show.
Be really fun.
So with all of that going on, are you also willing to play a song for us today?
Yeah, I'm going to play the song called Coney Island Sugarcane, just because it has a good story.
Great.
So I did live in Brooklyn for a good bit, and eventually lived out deeper in the heart of Brooklyn in a neighborhood called Ditmas Park. And one of the major thoroughfares that runs out toward the beach, out toward Coney Island, is Coney Island Avenue. It's one of those chunks of the outer boroughs where you've got like every kind of ethnicity on top of one another. So that kind of, you know, is suggested in the first verse of this song. But this song is about this crazy phenomenon where a friend of mine and I were going for a walk, pushing strollers, no less, because we were new dads. Early one Sunday morning, and we were walking up down Coney Island Avenue, and there was this mosque, and parked out in front of the mosque was this dilapidated, beat-up little pickup truck, and full of junk within the passenger area as well as in the bed of the truck, and these like 8 or 10 foot lengths of sugarcane strapped to the side of the truck, and this small, not too many horsepower motor on top of the truck, like a chainsaw engine kind of thing. For a dollar or something, this guy like starts up this engine, takes one of these lengths of sugarcane and pushes it into the this grinder that's powered by this engine, takes a cup and scoops up ice cubes and like collects this like sugar water, and that's what you get for a buck. And
it was amazing. Good. Yeah, that's awesome.
It was amazing. So that's what this song is about.
Great.
On the avenue of Muslim mosques, Russian baths, Afghan kebabs, parade ground samosas, kosher Chinese quick lube, Coney Island Avenue. The sun is up, blinding bright, only gypsy cabs in the first daylight. The air burns sweet under Brooklyn's sun on Coney Island Avenue. Coney Island sugarcane. Coney Island sugarcane. Coney Island sugarcane. There's a mosque in Little Pakistan, parked out front is the gun. This pickup truck looks to me like there's better days it has seen. Coney Island Avenue. Coney Island sugarcane. Coney Island sugarcane. Coney Island sugarcane. Coney Island sugarcane. Grinds down an entire chunk with that even motor and that screaming. Sweet, sweet sap running clear, sky so bright I feel my brain. Coney Island sugarcane. Coney Island sugarcane. In the first daylight.
Stephen Clare, it is always great to see you. Thank you for coming in. Have a great show at Steamer Number 10 and continued success with Beacon Music Factory.
Thanks a lot.
Stephen Clare and the Millionaires will play at the Steamer Number 10 Theater with Brian Thomas in Albany, New York, tomorrow night at 8. For more information, visit steamer10theater.org. To learn more about the Beacon Music Factory, visit beaconmusicfactory.com. Links to all can, of course, be found at wamc.org/roundtable. And you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.